"Tickets, please," said the guard, putting his head in at the window. In a moment, everybody was holding out a ticket. They were about the same size as the people, and quite seemed to fill the carriage. "Now then, show your ticket, child," the guard went on, looking angrily at Alice. And a great many voices all said together, like the chorus of a song, thought Alice, "Don't keep him waiting, child. Why, his time is worth £1,000 a minute." "I'm afraid I haven't got one," Alice said in a frightened tone. "There wasn't a ticket office where I came from." And again the chorus of voices went on. "There wasn't room for one where she came from. The land there is worth £1,000 an inch." "Don't make excuses," said the guard. "You should have bought one from the engine driver." And once more the chorus of voices went on with, "That man that drives the engine, why, the smoke alone is worth £1,000 a puff." Alice thought to herself, "Then there's no use in speaking." The voices didn't join in this time, as she hadn't spoken. But to her great surprise, they all thought in chorus. I hope you understand what thinking in chorus means, for I must confess that I don't. Better to say nothing at all. Language is worth £1,000 a word. I shall dream about £1,000 tonight. I know I shall, thought Alice.